The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Welcome along, everybody. We're back for a look at the midweek catch-up Premier League games. Only two games to go for some of these sides. You can't believe we're at the end of the season already. Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern are both on the line to have a look through these with us. Are you both well?
Great, yeah.
Very well, thank you, my son.
Excellent. We did a thing before the season started for, I think it was for like a William Hill marketing thing where you had to predict, like, winning the Premier League, top four, Championship, League One, League Two, and all the rest of it. And I sent it to Derek yesterday, Ron, and just to prove that he's finally had a good season. it all stuck for once.
Hey, well, I tell you what, there's quite a few teams who've had a good season because there must be six title winners because they're Ron's selection. Well, whoever finishes above Man United wins the title.
Ron, he's right.
What's wrong with that?
He's right, isn't he?
What's wrong with that?
That is dead right. See, I mean, what it does, it takes Man United out of the equation, and it means whoever finishes
very canny, Derek. You've got to say that. When I read that, I did have a chortle to myself.
It's got to go out. If you finish above Man United and win the league, well, there you go.
It's always harsh reading these things at the end of the season, unless you're correct. Robbie said, Manchester United will be Premier League champions. David Moyes has a point to prove. He's got a great squad and may add a couple more top signings before the end of the window.
What a clown. Moyes and Savage.
Ron, yeah, you said whoever finishes above Man United, and Derek said Man City. They're still the best team in the division and have added quality to the squad and a top manager.
Look at that. I mean, it's just almost poetic as well, isn't it?
Top four.
Go on.
Robbie went Man U, Chelsea, Man City and Arsenal. With Spurs running Arsenal close. Ron, you went Man U, Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal. And Derek went Man City, Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool.
The only one to put Liverpool in the top four, I think you might say.
And also the only one to put Tottenham in there, you might say.
The only one to leave Man United out, though, you will say.
Yeah. Listen, you'd have left them out if they'd signed Ronaldo, Bale and all.
Well, get on to the bet of the season, Lee.
I'll just do relegation quick. Robbie went Hull, Crystal Palace and Norwich. Ron, you went West Brom, Palace and Hull with a sneaky feeling for Sunderland. And Derek went Norwich, Crystal Palace and Fulham.
Oh, two out of three, I think you'll find.
Norwich, Crystal Palace, and Fulham.
Unbelievable. What were the bets? Let me have a look at the bets of the season. What did we go for them? So Robbie went. Why didn't Robbie go for this in his bet of the season? Doncaster to be promoted.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, he got it right. Doncaster to get out of the division, but he went the other way. How can you tip someone to go up and to go down?
I think it's because his mate Paul Dickoff's in charge.
Oh, for goodness sake. He is to football punditry what he was to football playing.
Let me ask
he's not here to,
let
to,
me listen, say that again.
Robbie, we picked a bet of the season, and Robbie's was Doncaster to be promoted. I mean, he could have picked anything. Didn't have to be in the
I must admit, you are having a laugh there.
Well, hang on a second. I'll wait for yours.
Oh, go on, then, Mike.
Arsenal to finish in the top three.
By the way, it could still happen.
By the way, that could happen.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I was one place out. He was 40 out.
He got them out of the division. That's the right thing.
Yeah. It can't still happen, can it?
What was mine, Lee? Sorry, I think you're neglecting to say what mine was.
Liverpool to finish above Manchester United.
9-2, I think you will find.
So, unbelievable.
Read it and weep, Ronaldo. Read and weep.
Ah, dear me. Shall we?
I hope Man City win the league. Now, the other team, Liverpool. I hope Liverpool win the league now.
Well, just to stop my predictions.
Basically. Oh, dear. We're not used to you being so smug. Obviously, the Premier League action this midweek.
This shows acrimony and bitterness do pay off.
Before we get onto these midweek games, remember we've got Crystal Palace versus Liverpool this evening as we record this. With Liverpool just got to win, score as many goals as they possibly can without conceding, because that's the only way it looks like at the moment, barring a few twists and turns, are going to win the title. The outright prices now see City at 2-9, the top, of course, having played the same amount of games before tonight. Liverpool 7-2, Chelsea 250-1. As for the bottom of the table, Norwich are 1-100 and Sunderland are 16-1. Norwich need to beat Arsenal, to stand any chance of surviving, and Sunderland need to lose their next two games. So it's a pretty stark picture now, Ron, isn't
What's the goal difference in that anyway?
-32 Norwich, -19 Sunderland. So there's no way there's going to be that much of a swing round. No. Norwich can't score that many against Arsenal, can they? The swing round for goals, I suppose, as we get ready for this Palace game tonight for Liverpool, a repeat of the nine they scored back in, was it the late 80s?
Yeah.
Early 90s, late 80s?
That was at Anfield, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was at Anfield, yeah.
A repeat of the nine would put them back in the title race, because it's a nine-goal difference they've got between them and Manchester City, both on 80 points. Do you think there will be a twist or a turn? Man City, we'll come on to Man City Villa very shortly, Ron.
I don't think it will be a goal difference.
You don't?
I don't think it will be a goal difference. I think it will be a points difference.
Someone
I think either one of them will draw. And, you know, to be fair, that's not a gimme tonight.
No.
Yeah, that's not a gimme. Not a win. A win's not a gimme. Can't see Liverpool getting beaten. I actually think Liverpool will win. But it's certainly a very, very difficult game for them. Mm. If they win... Do Manchester City do something they haven't done all season and win five on the bounce?
Mm.
Which they would have to do to win the league.
Yeah.
And I just look at and think there's a draw somewhere in the equation. That's why I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not a massive fan of Chelsea. You know, I think they're so short in creativity. But I think if they'd have kept in it, they might have just have sneaked in somewhere on the last day.
Their performance yesterday was a disgrace, wasn't it?
Well, you go back over the last five performances. We talked the Swansea match. I thought they were awful in that with Swansea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, the Sunderland thing when they theoretically threw themselves out the race, and even the two Atletico matches. All right, the one abroad, you might say, well, you know, it's a good sort of not a good performance, good result, a good way. You know, they battled and they were strategically all right. But, I mean, we all said that we thought they'd go out in the next one, the home leg. You know, they're not, for me, I don't think they're very good to watch at all.
It's crazy when you look at that, like, since March, even mid-March, they lost to Villa, lost at Palace, lost at Villa, lost at home to Sunderland, then the draw at Norwich. I mean, you're looking at 10 points there.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't mean they're going to win every other game, and if they'd have got those 10 points, they'd be champions, of course, but even if they've picked up a win.
Four of them.
Picked up four of those 10 points, Ron. They'll be on 83 points, having played a game more, admittedly. But still, they'll still be top of the league.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you know, it's amazing.
I mean, they'll all point back to things in the season. I've just seen a stat there where Arsenal took 9 points from nine games.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
Chelsea have lost three and drawn one of their last five games. I mean, that's shocking, isn't it, at this stage of the season?
Yeah.
And they've been poor. They haven't been. Basically, they just haven't been good enough, have they? Really?
Yeah. It's been strange, isn't it? So, I think maybe the players believed what Mourinho was telling them about not winning the league, which seemed daft, really, didn't it? But there you go. Palace Liverpool tonight, of course, as we record this. The midweek games on Tuesday night, got Manchester United versus Hull. There's not an awful lot on this one. Man United are 4-11, 7-2 the draw, and Hull are 17-2. Anyone who thought Ryan Giggs was the answer to all their problems, Ron, were cruelly mistaken, because even with the Holy Trinity setting the stands of, you know, the Scholes and Neville and Butt, losing 1-0 at home to Sunderland. I know Sunderland have improved recently, but not to not score at home against Sunderland.
Yeah, without Rooney in, who can you lay put hand on heart and say he's guaranteed to get you a goal?
No
Rooney, and certainly no Van Persie. You know, and you look at that and you go.
Proves why Hernandez has never really made it into the first team as a regular, isn't it, I suppose, Ron, in a way?
Yeah, to him, he can't just keep coming on for cameo roles and then expect. I mean, I've just seen a thing where he's one of the in the ratings. I think he's third with most goals per minute. You know, where they show minutes and goals.
Yeah.
And I think he's behind Thierry Henry, and I can't think who the other one is. You know, but I mean, somebody like Hernandez. First of all, he's got to move from there, I think. He's got to move. He's got to go somewhere where he's going to play every match. And then I think he's a 20-goal a season man.
Mm, yeah.
But he would have to play every game. I mean, what they're saying to him, you come on for 20 minutes and you must score in that 20 minutes. And getting back to this game, I saw Hull play on Saturday. They were abysmal. They were abysmal. The cup final's in the mind. But I don't think Steve Bruce is going to let them come to Old Trafford and stroll. I think he might crack a whip or two there and sort of say, look, you know, if you want to be playing in the cup final, you've got two games to prove it. I think, having seen them play Saturday, as I say, they were awful. I got a feeling that they might, particularly Steve going back to Old Trafford as well. He don't want to go down and look at Dumpling, does he?
Well, he was there.
Yeah. Sorry.
He even left the gap for you there,
didn't I? Yeah, well done.
I thought you rolled out a red carpet.
Well done. Yeah. I thought you rang.
I was going to jump in. He left that much of a gap.
He turns from the top end 15 paces to the wicket.
It was like that Gareth Bale goal. You ran off the pitch and left it for a bit. This season, Derek, I think the commentator said it on Match of the Day, you know, the list of clubs who, up until this season, I'd always list this stat where, you know, so-and-so haven't won at Old Trafford since 1962, or the amount of teams who've put that to bed. You know, we won't be doing that for a long time now. I mean, Hull are another one, really, aren't they, who could go there and think, yeah, let's go and earn ourselves, let's warm up for the cup final with a win at Old Trafford. Yeah.
Pretty soon it'll be Man United having won at Old Trafford since 19 whatever. I can't have it. I just don't. I can't see the performance. Why, after the performance like they gave at Villa, all of a sudden 3 days later are they going to say, right, we'll be up for this one, when, you know, the safety's already assured and they've got the cup final a couple of weeks later. I look back to Chelsea last season when they played Liverpool at Anfield. I think, had they just qualified? Haven't they just got to the cup final, I think? And they got battered. They just weren't. They didn't try a leg. And teams don't. Arsenal were the same at Liverpool a few years ago. I can't. I mean, you know, the funny thing about Saturday when Man United lost at home to Sunderland, it didn't make headlines. No one would raise an eyebrow.
Amazing.
But it ain't going to be the same round. The same this time. Last home game of the season for United.
Yeah.
Probably Giggs' last game. You know, we might even, with the other guy coming in, Louis van Gaal coming in, he might be waving goodbye to Old Trafford for good. So I think there's going to be a bit of a carnival atmosphere, and I think United will win this 2-0.
Well, it's Vidic's last game as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Could be a few of them, Ron, couldn't it?
Well, officially, it's Vidic's last game, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think that will take over?
If I was Giggsy, I'd pick himself and Scholesy. Put Scholesy in,
And Neville.
Yeah. They'd have a better chance. Hull not to score in this game. Hull never score. 11-10 not to score. What a bet that is. What a bet. How many goals have they scored away from home? I'm just about to tell you now.
Well, no, they've not been bad recently. You're right. Early in the season, Derek, they couldn't score anywhere. But in the last six or seven, they've scored two at Sunderland, four at Cardiff, one at West Ham, two at Fulham and one at Villa.
Yeah, but if you ignore that...
I think the performance at Villa was so poor that I think there'll have to be a lot of whip cracking. I really do.
It'd be nice to go to the 40-point mark as well for them, wouldn't it?
Hey, if they were playing a what? And Steve Bruce has already said positions in the league help his transfer budget.
Right.
I mean, you know, they get like £1 million a move and it, £1 million a position.
Is it that much? I thought it was only like about £250,000 per place.
I don't know. I know he said if they'd have won, it would have gone. It have been another £1 million towards. He wants to buy the kid he's got on loan from Tottenham, not the midfield player, Livermore, isn't it?
Yeah, they're on 37 points, Hull, so obviously two games left. So they could move up a couple of places before end of the season. I mean, it's amazing, Ron, really, that we're actually sat here discussing the fact that Hull are, 17-2, Hull could beat Man United at home.
I mean, I'll tell you this now. I mean, at Villa Park Saturday, there was an unbelievable atmosphere, tremendous atmosphere. It was, you know, you'd have thought Villa had won 10 on the bounce and were going for one of the big places. But When I stopped back and look at the game, I thought, Hull were awful, really. And yet, really could have got something out of the game.
Right, yeah. And you imagine Long and Jelovic would be up for it as well, playing at Old Trafford. I think a lot, you know, the goal scorers sense that the chance they can score there. 7-2, Jelovic. 5-1 for Shane Long to get a goal any time at Old Trafford. which I know you're quite keen on the not to score, but plenty have scored at Old Trafford this season.
And he thrives on away games.
Might be worth a look. It seems a big price to me, 5-1. He scored at Fulham, of course. It's a long price.
The price would interest me. Tell me the draw price.
Draw is 7-2, Ron, so that's decent as well.
I think I'll throw my cap in there and go for a win.
Right.
My whole win.
Whole 17-2 to win.
It's highly improbable. I think it should be 17-1, actually.
Yeah, the win and both teams to score for Hull is 10-1. And Derek,
Man United to win to nil is 5-4, but you can get 11-10, which is almost the same thing for Hull. Hull not to score, and you'd rather have that just in case United then nil as well. Hull not to score, 11-10.
Fair enough. Let's have a look at the Wednesday night games, starting with the one that's on the TV, and that's the league leaders at home to Aston Villa in their remaining game in hand. 1-7 City, 6-1 the draw, 20-1 the price for Aston Villa to go and spring a surprise. To be fair, all season long and last season, we talk about how Villa are a better team away from home than they are at home. Well, they've lost 4 on the spin away from home at the minute, and actually lost 5 of the last 7.
Well, they've done at home.
That's true. Lost 4-1 at Swansea, 1-0 at Palace, 4-1 at Man United, 1-0 at Newcastle, 0-0 at Cardiff, 2-1 at Everton, drew 2-2 at Liverpool, and before that they'd beaten Sunderland by 1-0. It's hard to make a case, really, Derek, isn't it, for City not to win this game? And you know, they'll be thinking, just on the off chance that Liverpool can score a load of goals at Palace and then, you know, put some pressure on the last game of the season at home to Newcastle, they'll want to score as many as they can, City, won't they?
Well, and I think they could. I mean, they weren't very good at Everton at the weekend. But they're playing a Villa side who've got safe at last. Nothing at all to play for them. The only crumb of comfort if you're a Liverpool fan or if you're a Villa fan is that City had a similar situation in the last game of the season a couple of seasons ago, didn't they, at home to a relegated team and nearly got beat, QPR, if you remember. So that could happen, but I just this is the biggest price you've seen in the Premier League all season, 20-1.
It is actually, isn't it?
Yeah, but I couldn't give it. I couldn't put a penny on it, even in Ron's money. No, I mean, I'm going to go Villa. Sorry, City. City, the only team to score is only 4-6, but I just can't see Villa trying a leg. I really can't.
Mm. Ron, what is it? You know, they would have had a little bit of a celebration, would they, after the game at the weekend, or would they wait till the end of the season?
I've got a point to make here.
Go on.
It does my head in. What is all this business about wives and kids going around the pitch after the game?
Oh, what? Did they do that after the whole game?
They're doing it all, and I'm going, what is that all about?
was that their last home? Yeah, it was last home game.
What's that all about? The wives going around the pitch? What the?
They're all family men, Ron.
Yeah. Are you serious? I mean, that does my head in. Derek, it really does. I'm thinking,
it's going to be awkward at Old Trafford, isn't it? Ryan Giggs walking around with his brother's family.
Well, he's very fond of him.
Some Allardyce tried to buy a few.
I just can't imagine. I think it was topping it up. I think Dennis Wise was the first when he took his son up to pick the cup up or something like that.
Right,
yeah. Maybe his son was a bit bigger than him. He could lift it easier. But anyway, I've got to be honest, I mean, what is going on here?
I was surprised to see Roberto Martinez with such a small baby, by the way, when he did his... They walked around the pitch.
They've just had twins, haven't they?
Have they? I didn't realise that.
I think
that.
So, right?
How old is Roberto Martinez?
About 14,
isn't he? I thought he was older than that. Fair news. But my age, to be fair. And I've got a small child as well. So going back to that question, Ron, will they have celebrated afterwards, do you think?
Well, they celebrated to get a corner.
To the extent where they would you, like, if you're manager of Aston Villa, would you have let them out on the leash a little bit? Would they be?
How do you stop them? Really? How do you stop? I mean, they've got that Saturday, isn't it? You know, they'll be in today training. They'll loosen up, and I just think that they might now look forward to going to Man City. If they'd have had a problem, I think they'd have froze there.
Right.
I just got a feeling they might go there and be a bit tougher opposition than people think they would be.
Mm.
20-1 to win, that's a bit beyond possibly. What about the draw price?
The draw is 6-1. I mean, what the 20-1 gives you, I guess, Ron, is that, you know, you often hear Derek talking about maybe, like, you know, a +2 goals bet. So that Aston Villa +2 goals gives you an Aston Villa win, Aston Villa draw, and Man City to win by one goal as well in your locker. And that's still over 2-1. So if you think it's going to be a bit closer than we think, say, then 21-10 for Aston Villa plus two goals might be a sensible bet.
I think if they're both, everything was even, you'd be on City. I understand that. But I just don't think it's going to be quite the stroll in the park that people will say, oh, Villa on the beach, they've got one flip on and the other flop ready and things like that. You know, I actually think they might go there and play with a bit of freedom and enjoy the occasion now.
Possible, as I say, looking back to that QPR game, that was similar. But Aston Villa plus three goals, Lee, 5-6. I mean, City aren't interested in building up goals. They just want the points, so they're not going to go hell for leather.
No, that would be right. And plus the fact without... All right, he scored a couple the other day, but funnily enough, I never hang my hat on him at all. But the
Deco.
But if Aguero's playing or Aturi's playing, then you think, yeah, there's two goals there in the game that you're more or less guaranteed. Yeah. I mean, I didn't. Aguero's got an unbelievable record, hasn't he?
He's got
easily the best record in the Premiership, goals per game.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's almost, you know, he's not far behind Suarez, but in terms of games, I don't think he's played half the games.
No, he hasn't. No, you're right. It is, it's amazing his goal per game record. I think he's got 17 in 22 this season.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, last season he didn't play as many, did he? He didn't score as many, but the season before that, I think he had 23 in 34 Premier League games and 12 in 30 before that. So, yeah, not bad at all.
What did you make of... What did you make of the Dzeko thing when he went injured?
Oh, I didn't see anything. There was nothing wrong with him, was there?
Well, my wife was watching the game, and she don't watch football and all that. She went, look at the big softy, whatever he is, play acting.
Yeah.
Now, I thought he was down that long. I thought, hang on, there might be something more serious than what I'm looking at. Because when they showed the replay, I thought, well, he ain't done nothing.
Yeah.
And then when they showed him stretching his arm, like, you know, a bit... They could get jobs with the astronauts, those medical people, if they could repair a dislocated shoulder. That
exactly.
Yeah. They should be in Afghanistan and all that and putting legs back on them. Yeah. I tell you, honestly. On the game, yeah, just City, but the bet is somehow or other for them not to romp it.
Yeah.
What's the three goal, you say?
Just under even, that looks a good
bet. That even gives you a two-goal City win as well, doesn't it?
Right? City will be delighted with it.
If City win three, what happens in that?
You lose your bet.
Three and above. I mean, the home record against Villa, Derek, is got along the lines of what you're thinking. 5-0 last November, November 2012, that is, last time they played them at home in the Premier League. The Villa did beat them, remember, in the League Cup just before that, after extra time. But in the Premier League before that, City won 4-1 as well and 3-0 in 2011 in the FA Cup. So they've got a bit of a record.
Yeah, but it's different now, though.
Yes,
isn't it
is.
Now,
it is.
They don't, you know, it's squeaky bum time. All they want is the points.
Yeah. You like that plus three as well, then, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
As far as a sensible bet goes, yeah. The final midweek game is Sunderland versus West Brom. Could be a party at the Stadium of Light. 19-20. The win for the Black Cats, 2-1 the draw, and the Baggies are priced up at 7-2. Sunderland are in 17th position on 35 points, minus 19 goal difference. West Brom are on 36 points, minus 13 goal difference. They're safe now, not mathematically, but there's no way, obviously, that Norwich can get a swing round of, I think it's something like a 19 goal difference, Derek.
West Brom are safe, and Sunderland, if they get a point, are safe too. Because you know the goal difference is massive there as well. Between you know they'll be on 36 points, won't they? Then and Norwich are only on 33.
Yeah.
And the goal difference is miles better.
Yeah.
So why back Sunderland at you know to win at odds on when a draw is the same thing for them?
Mm.
I'll back the draw all day long here.
By the way, is the Saturday game a home game?
Sunderland's last home game is against Swansea. Run, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll win it. Nothing to win. I think their adrenaline is so high. And West Brom have got some decent players again, but they can't score. You never think that they, you know, you never see them. Anybody go, yeah, somebody will nick a goal and they can get a 1-1 out of it or 1-0. I think Sunderland will win it.
Yeah. West Brom have won a couple of away games in this run towards the end of the season. They did win at Swansea. They won at Norwich. Got a.
That's going to keep them up, the Norwich one.
Yeah. So I mean, they have beaten the teams around them away from home. So you never know, do you? But I suppose to the neutral and to Derek and I, who've backed them I know you've got them to be bottom, haven't you, Derek? So
sorry, that's a prediction I didn't hear much spouting about.
Yeah, that's true.
Although I was very aware of it before the cast started.
I'm still praying for a Norwich win against an Arsenal team who are looking forward to the FA Cup final and Sunderland to get tanked by West Brom on Wednesday night.
And they still can't finish bottom.
They can't finish bottom. No, that one's flown, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've had a fantastic
game. I met him last week, Pall Mall.
No.
Pepe Mel. Yeah. Nice bloke, really nice bloke. He's arguably the most popular manager in the Midlands now.
What's going to happen with Lambert, by the way?
I don't know. I heard a strong story after the game that the club has been sold.
Really?
Yeah, but then somebody said it was to some American people, that one of the richest families in America. I don't know these things, but it was pretty. And he didn't come out, did he, after the game?
I don't know.
No, he just walked down. He just walked down the tunnel and stayed in there.
Mm, yeah, I was just looking for those manager specials as to which managers will be in place on the first day of the next season. They've been taken down probably because it's a bank holiday and there's not as many people in. But they might be back up, so it might be worth having a look at that.
It will be. They're all talking Moisey at the Villa.
Yeah, that would be a fit there, wouldn't it, Ron?
I mean, I think that would have been the perfect move for him. Before the United thing,
The only markets available are on the next Man United manager, which obviously Van Gaal's at 1-16. There are a few Burnley specials on there, by the way, for their season in the Premier League. But on this one, you're going for a Sunderland win, then, Ron?
Yeah.
Would you be tempted in by Connor Wickham to score at any time in a Sunderland win at 3-1?
No, I'd want more than that for it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll ask. They probably won't give us it, but I'll ask. And Derek, you're going for the draw, 2-1.
Yeah, I think the draw. I know it's significant that the draw is only 2-1 here, and it's very rare, isn't it, to be shorter than 11-5.
Score draw is 16-5, by the way. So it's a bit bigger, isn't it? I can see that, couldn't you? It gives you, obviously, all the different ranges of score draws. That'll do us. Thank you, chaps. We'll be back before the final Premier League weekend of the season.
Brilliant. Did you come up for the weekend, Derek?
No, my bet was no good. Is that what you said, Ron? My bet?
You weren't the last minute. There weren't a last minute goal, was there?
Which one?
No, mine was Villa. Mine was Villa Hull to draw.
Mm. Oh yeah.
What was yours, Ron? Yours was a 1-1 bet, wasn't it?
I had 3-0, didn't I? Arsenal 0 for Dolski and Ramsey. I switch it on. Ramsey ain't playing. I thought, oh, well, that's good. Yeah. And then 0 scores, and I think, well, that's my knack of it. According to Lee,
you'd take out the goal scorer, wouldn't you, Derek?
In that bet,
I suppose.
Yeah, you'd still have had it.
It'd just be a smaller price.
What did Robbie have?
Robbie had, I think
Swansea
to win, didn't he?
He had something with Swansea because Boney got another mention, didn't he?
Yeah, it was Swansea to win, I think it was. Yeah. But so no one landed. It goes into the last weekend.
Magic.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ron. Thanks, Derek.
Okay.
Cheers,
later,
guys. See you soon. Bye-bye, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.